when you hear the rumble of the racetrack. You're listening to NASCAR on North Sound 1380 ESPN Radio. North Sound Racing with Steve Mortland continues on North Sound 1380 ESPN Radio.
Does Barney. He's got a big lead, and the lead is getting bigger. Right now, Greg Biffle just trying to hang on to second. He's got no thoughts of catching the leader.
And welcome back to North Sound Racing. Steve Mortland, Carla Heath, and Galen Stewart with you. I think I've challenged you on this before, but if you have any idea who did this song, it could win you money.
Maybe some tickets.
Frankie Valli?
No, but you're actually not too far off. Well, you're kind of quite a ways off.
Frank Sinatra?
Yeah, no, Dick Dale.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the Pipeline King. The king of the surf guitar.
I'm not touching that.
All right. We have got a couple of interviews we want to play with you as we are still efforting to get a hold of the Cowboy John Carlson, the winner of the 60 Minutes of Fear. First one we're going to play for you, first-time winner, and it's always cool to have that. And this is Big Mac. Hope you're listening, Big Mac McKinley Hewer. In the past on our show, we have always welcomed in first-time winners, and we've got another one for you tonight. This young lady is 12 years old, I believe. She will correct me if I'm wrong. Her name is McKinley Hewer, and McKinley races quarter midgets, and she was up at the regional races up in Langley over the weekend. Got the senior novice class win. Congratulations, McKinley. It's good to have you here.
Thank you.
So what got you into this quarter midget thing?
Well, my friend, her name's Hannah Linquist, mm-hmm. and she was racing, and then my brother started racing, so I decided to race.
What about it attracted you? Is it because your brother did it and you wanted to be better than him, or you liked the competition?
I like the competition.
Do you? Had you driven anything before prior getting into a quarter midget?
No.
So this is how we get to deal with you on the streets when you turn 16. Is all your experience driving a race car?
Yeah.
I like that. Way to go. Talk about how long you've been in a quarter midget car.
This will be my second year.
Second year?
Yes.
Wow. What did you? What were your hobbies before finding the beauty of a quarter midget race car?
I played soccer.
Uh huh.
And I also played
something.
Softball.
There you go. I knew it was coming out. And then you decided to get into a quarter midget. Is this your whole family involved in this?
Yes.
Is that what makes it fun?
Yeah.
Yeah. What other? And you've raced out at the new track out at Monroe. Any other quarter midget tracks you've been to?
Skagit Speedway.
Oh, you have. You like it on the dirt?
Yeah.
Do you? What makes that fun?
Well, you get to slide around a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell us about your race car. What kind is it?
It's a Fizer.
Mm-hmm. Is it a brand new car? Or is it one you're just had in the family for a while?
It's a new car.
Yeah, yeah, built to suit you. Because you seem to be, you strike me as pretty tall to get into a quarter midget.
Yeah.
Yeah, and where are we going to go after you're done with quarter midgets?
I don't know.
You don't know? You're just going to see if you like, is racing something you want to keep doing?
Yeah.
Do you? And any other class of car that really attracts you?
NASCAR.
Who's your guy? Who do you put money on every week to win a race?
Casey Kane?
Yeah, that's a pretty familiar choice. Have you ever had a chance to meet him?
Yes.
Oh, you did? Where at?
Skagit Speedway.
Wait, up a couple years ago when him and Tony Stewart were up there?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was a whale of a show, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. No interest in driving those big, massive horsepower sprint cars?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could see yourself doing that?
Mm-hmm.
What else do you have on your schedule for this year? You going to still compete out at Monroe? You going to go travel around some more?
Yeah.
Yeah? Where to?
Well, for the Grands, we're going up to California.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah? What did you talk about the racetrack you were at up in Langley? What is it pretty nice?
Yeah.
Yeah? A lot of people there?
A lot.
How many people were in your class?
Six.
And explain what the senior novice, I was telling your mom when we spoke earlier today, seems to me a kind of a contradiction in terms. What is the senior novice class? Is it your age and your experience?
Well, senior novice is when you first get into quarter midgets, and if you're younger than 8 years old, you are in junior novice.
Mm-hmm. And you're 12, and how much longer can you go?
Until you're 16.
Oh, no kidding. You go that long, huh?
Yeah.
You going to plan on doing that, or you want to move up? You want to go up to Deming and get a little faster?
Yeah.
Do you? Do you like going? Have you been up to Deming, seen the show they put on up there?
Yeah.
Yeah? And you, have you been to, like, say, out to Evergreen Speedway and watched the asphalt?
No.
You haven't? Do you want to?
Yeah.
How many? You got four people here? I have four tickets to KRKO night out at Evergreen Speedway on the 7th of June. Can you guys make it?
I don't know.
Well, we'll hope that you can. I'll make sure that you get them before you leave. Any other tracks? Have you been to a big NASCAR race at all? Have you ever seen one of those huge shows?
No, but my parents have.
Oh, have they? What track did they go to?
They went to the one up in Las Vegas.
Yeah, oh, Las Vegas? Well, I was just there last weekend. What a neat place. You want to go to a show like that someday?
Yeah.
Well, you could be the star of the show, you know. Keep applying yourself. So what's in what grade are you in school?
Sixth.
Sixth. And where do you go to school at?
Port Susan Middle School.
Nice. And you're doing well. What's your grade point average? Are your parents proud of your grade point average?
Yes.
Is that what keeps you in a race car, is your grade point average?
No.
No? Oh, my. Well, we'll have a talk about that after we're done here, huh? tell us about your sponsors on your car.
Well, my cousin's my sponsor right mm-hmm. now.
And he has what type of business?
A house business.
A house building business?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Anyone else?
No.
Yeah, that's it?
Yeah.
And we see your brother over there, and you said that he raced too. Is he still banging it around in a car?
Yeah.
He is? You like, in not in the same class as you?
No, he's in senior Honda.
Oh, he is. Okay. So is he in a faster car?
Yeah.
If you two had the same car, same amount of laps, you two side by side, who'd win?
I don't know.
You don't know? You never tried it?
No.
Oh, you should. There could be some chores being pawned off, you know. You could work this to your advantage if you played it right. She'll think that one over. McKinley, thanks so much for coming in and hanging out with us tonight.
You're welcome.
Good luck and good job. Congratulations. What do you do with your trophy? Where's it at?
It's on top of our shelf.
Oh, it is? Where it's going to be for a long time until you get another one?
Yeah.
Good job. I'm proud of you. Way to go.
Thank you.
Another first-time winner Saturday night out at Skagit Speedway. It's kind of unfair to call him a first-time winner because he's done plenty of it up there at Skagit Speedway. But in the 410 division, always good news to hear that Colton Heath, our own Colton Heath, won his first main event in the 410 division last Saturday night. First off, Colton, congratulations, man.
Yeah, thanks. It was a pretty interesting night. It was pretty, like, fulfilled with a bunch of different stuff.
Yeah, well, take us through it.
Well, it started off that we had a little miscommunication and packing with the officials, so that kind of started everything. And then we hot laps went all right, and we qualified a lot slower than I would have liked, but we still ended up third, so that wasn't bad. And then in the heat race, we kind of went out there and just kind of cruised and tried to save the equipment because the track was pretty rough. So we went out for the main. We started fourth, and coming out of two, we were leading it, or second. We were second coming out of two, and then a couple laps later, I passed for the lead, and it was pretty much the lead ever since.
Now, I remember being up there on opening night, and you were on the pole. It was that epic battle between Barry Martinez and Travis Roots. You started on the pole on that thing, and you made it three laps, finally spun it out in between turns one and two. I'm sure you don't need to be reminded of that, do you?
Oh, yeah. Everybody reminds me of that.
Oh, I bet they do. But then, you know, what happened between, like, 3 weeks ago and last Saturday night where you were able to control that thing? Are you getting a lot more comfortable in that race car?
Yeah, like, it's pretty much the most comfortable race car I've ever really sat in.
Really?
Like, just the way that Leo sets it up and the way I sit in it, where the steering wheel is, where the gas pedal is, where, like, everything. Like, mm-hmm. everything seems to just flow right together. Everything works together.
You brought this name Leo up several times. Tell us about him.
Leo Voigt, he used to race up at Skagit, mm-hmm. champion up there, and he raced up there for many years. And then now that he's been crew chiefing probably for the past couple years, and the Oddmans picked him up last year with Travis Jacobson, and he stayed there this year and became my crew chief this year, and he's just been awesome.
Yeah. Tell us about, I know you work for Triple X Race Co.
Yeah.
Did you build the car you're driving?
Huh? No.
No?
No. Mine's a Chinese import, buddy. I did some modifications on her. I have a couple days on her to where I've changed little stuff that I can't tell you because it's secret.
Oh, but. I see. Okay.
But we changed some stuff that, and you know, just tried to. Big thing is we're trying to take a lot of weight out of it, so I did a bunch of time-consuming weight reduction stuff that mm-hmm. was. It took a while, but it's pretty. It's like the car's awesome. Pretty much the best thing I've ever drove.
Hey, you mentioned earlier on, as we continue our interview with Colton Heath, first time 410 A main event winner up at Skagit Speedway last Saturday night. But you had mentioned earlier about how comfortable that car is. And you've been in a lot of race cars over your career. Do you know the minute you get into the thing for the first time that this could be the one?
Yeah. So most of the time you do. Like, it always seems to be like when you're in the shop, you know, and you're sitting in it and you're mounting your seat, you know, you always think that it's perfect. You don't need this, you don't need that, or you could need this. If you think it's perfect, then when you show up to the racetrack, you know, you get out there and you're on the track and you finally get going and it's like, oh, wow, well, I don't like this, I don't like that. And then you go back to the shop the next week and now you're changing everything. But this car was just like, we were in the shop, we sat, we did everything, and we haven't changed anything since.
Really? Now talk about some of the guys on your crew and what it was like when you brought the race car back in after the win.
Well, the race car didn't make it all the way back into the pits after the win. We had a little motor issue.
Uh-oh.
We blew up the motor going across the line right at the end.
So it was your night, huh?
Yeah, it was one more lap, we wouldn't have won it, but luckily it was 25 laps and not 26.
We've heard that one before. But talk about, well, let's say, okay, when it came in on the hook, what was the reaction you got?
Oh, everybody was just so excited.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, like, I don't know, everybody just kind of thought it was going to happen. They were just wondering when it was going to happen, you know?
Yeah.
And the car owners were just ecstatic, and my dad was ecstatic. Everybody was just so happy, and it was kind of. I still haven't stopped smiling.
Oh, I'll bet you haven't. what kind of reaction did you get from the other people in the race? Did anybody come up to you afterwards? Oh, and
I wasn't even out of the car yet, and Barry Martinez was over there.
Oh, really? Cool.
And he was all excited. Just everybody. There wasn't one person there that didn't congratulate me on.
Oh, that's
so
awesome.
That was awesome.
Yeah. So you got a new motor all ready to go in that thing, and going to be back out tearing her up again.
As we speak right now, it's sitting there at a bare block.
Oh, no.
But we're planning on racing. It's supposed to be done tomorrow, according to Shark, so
yeah.
We'll see.
Oh, cool.
I have faith in him, so I hopefully he gets it done.
Oh, yeah, it's a good outfit. They'll do you okay. They've built a couple of them over the years,
yeah,
so they'll be okay.
Yeah, they built a few.
Tell us about your sponsors on the car, Colton.
Oh, there's so many.
Well, then let's go.
We got GW Auto Rebuild, Craft Stove, North Country Motors, Case Marine, North Cascade Quick Lube, RV Town, Sanford Tires, Gadget Power Sports, ICI, Gen X Sign and Graphics, Sandblasters, Inc., Powder Coating, Inc., Swan Net USA, Triple X Race Co., Shark Racing Engines, and Right Way Plumbing.
Wow, it sounds like you're reading them off a piece of paper. That's pretty impressive.
There's so many.
I know. That's very cool. It's nice to have the backing, huh?
Yeah, it's just they've all been treating us so good, and now that we got the first win, you know, they're just even more amped up now to help us out.
Yeah, I'll bet they are. Are you going to do any traveling this year?
Oh, yeah, we're planning. Like right now we're just kind of hanging out at Skagit, getting ready for the big Dirt Cup to hopefully go put $25,000 into the bank account, but
mm-hmm.
that's another day.
Yeah, yeah. So, well, congratulations, my friend. You know, As I look back on it, you and I have known each other for 10 years, and I still have your first hero card, by the way, with that really sweet buzz cut of yours.
Uh-huh. I still got it.
Yeah, I remember the autograph you gave me, too. We haven't settled that debt yet either, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're going to have to come find me because I got some new cards.
Oh, do you? Okay, cool. But, man, it's just been so cool to watch you grow and mature in this series, and I think you may have found your niche in life behind the wheel of one of those monsters. Like I was telling you about when we were up there watching you on opening night and the way that you took off down the backstretch on that thing, I thought, wow, that kid has grown up. That's got to be a cool feeling.
Yeah, it's just been awesome. There's so many people that just have been there for me that just make it possible, and we just finally, now it's kind of, you know, we're racing for somebody else, and that's kind of what my past 15 years of racing has been, to where one day, you know, I can go and I'm driving for somebody else, and we got the best of the best, and we're out there winning, and everybody else is trying to keep up.
Well, cool. Keep going, my friend. Congratulations on behalf of all of us, okay?
Yeah.
Thank you, young man. Always good
Thank
to hear
you.
From you.
Yeah, you too.
All right, Colton, take care. That was Colton Heath, the winner of his first 410A main event up at Skagit Speedway.
More North Sound Racing with Steve Mortland after these messages.